This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As Ukrainian forces dug in on Sunday, Russia lined up more firepower and tapped a decorated general to take centralized control of the war and have a potentially decisive showdown in eastern Ukraine that could start within days. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Sunday in his nightly address to the nation that the coming week could be as crucial as any the war, saying that Russian troops will move to even larger operations in the east of the state. He also accused Russia of trying to evade responsibility for war crimes in Ukraine. Experts have said that the next phase of the battle may begin with a full-scale offensive. The outcome could determine the course of the conflict, which has flattened cities, killed untold thousands, and isolated Moscow economically and politically. Russia, again, has tapped a new Ukraine war commander to take control and centralize control of the next phase of the battle after its costly failures in the opening campaign and carnage for Ukrainian civilians. U.S. officials do not see one man making a difference in Moscow's prospects, but they do see more ugly times ahead. Russia turned to the General Alexander Dvornikov, of the Russia's most experienced military officers. That's according to a senior U.S. official who was not authorized to speak publicly. U.S. officials say that he has a record of brutality against civilians in Syria and to expect more of the same in Ukraine. Russia ally Serbia has taken delivery of a sophisticated Chinese anti-aircraft system and a semi-secret operation over the weekend amid Western concerns that an arms buildup in the Balkans at the time of the war in Ukraine could threaten the fragile peace in the region. Media and military experts said Sunday that the six Chinese Air Force Y-20 transport planes landed in Belgrade early Saturday. This is VOA News. Incumbent French President Emmanuel Macron will face far-right nationalist Marine Le Pen in a winner-takes-all runoff for the presidency. They both advanced Sunday in the first round of voting in the country's election, and it sets up another head-to-head clash of their sharply opposing visions for France. Le Pen thanked voters for sending her into the runoff. Several defeated presidential candidates urged supporters not to vote for Le Pen, saying it would throw France into chaos. Macron, meanwhile, sought widespread support from both the right and the left to defeat Le Pen in round two on April 24th. Macron won the last encounter in 2017 by a landslide to become France's youngest ever president, but the same outcome this time is far from guaranteed. The ouster of the Prime Minister Imran Khan in a parliamentary no-confidence vote early Sunday set Pakistan on an uncertain political path, with its supporters taking to the streets and protests and the political opposition preparing to install his replacement. Tens of thousands of Khan supporters marched in cities across Pakistan waving large party flags and vowing support. The youth, who make up the backbone of Khan supporters, dominated the crowds. Khan was brought down after a day of drama and often vitriolic remarks. His supporters accused Washington of orchestrating his ouster, and his party walked out of parliament shortly before the vote. In the end, 174 lawmakers in the 342-seat parliament voted to depose him, two more than the required simple majority. His successor is to be elected and sworn in by Parliament Monday. The leading contender is Shahbaz Sharif, a brother of the disgraced former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Shanghai has discharged over 11,000 recovered COVID-19 patients, and health authorities emphasize that they must be allowed to return home despite the lockdown that has severely restricted movement in China's largest city. The director of the Shanghai Health Commission says their families must not be worrying about them or discriminate against them. Shanghai has been under lockdown since March 28th, and authorities said that the strict measures would be lifted in areas with no new cases in the last 14 days following another round of mass testing. The United States has advised its citizens to reconsider traveling to China due to the arbitrary enforcement of local laws and COVID-19 restrictions. U.S. officials cited a risk of parents and children being separated. China protested that notice. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian forces dug in Sunday and Russia is lining up more firepower and tapping a decorated general to take centralized control of the war ahead of a potentially decisive showdown in eastern Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.